Story of the beginning of Jesus' ministry from Luke chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Glory to you, O Lord. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the Lake of Gennesaret, and the crowds were pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats along the shore, and the fishermen had gone out of them to clean their nets. Jesus went and stood in one of the boats, the boat of Simon Peter, and asked him to put out a little ways. Then he sat down and began to teach the crowds. When he was finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out in the deeper water and let down your nets for a catch." But Peter answered him, "Master, we have been working all night long and have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will do it." When they had let the nets down, there were so many fish that the nets began to break. And he called to his partners on the shore in the other boat to come and help. And they came and they filled both boats so that they began to sink. When Simon saw this, he fell down at Jesus' feet and said, "Lord, go away from me, for I am a sinner." For he and all who had seen it were amazed at the catch that had been taken. That included James and John, the son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. But Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch people." And when they had brought the boats back to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Invite the children to head out in the comfy chairs there for Word for Children. Get a chance to hear. I don't know what the story is today.
How I became a pirate.
I guess I'll stay here and preach the sermon. But yeah, there could be right out there, and any parents that want to go along with them, that's fine too. Only not too many of them, I hope. Go deep. Jesus said to Simon, "Put out in the deep water and let your nets down for a catch." Jesus said, "Go deep." Now, Simon, I'm probably going to switch over and call him Peter. Simon is his Hebrew name, and Peter is the Greek name. And later on, we know him as Peter. So Peter's day actually had begun the evening before. Apparently, the best time to fish with nets is when the fish can't see the nets. So they've been fishing all night long, casting out the nets, pulling them back in, and trying to catch fish, which was how they made their living and how they fed their families. Also, I'm sure how they made money and cared for their families. So all night long, casting out the nets, pulling them back in, going through them, finding nothing. So finally, at daybreak, they head on in, pull the boats ashore, tediously go through and clean the nets, because if the nets stay out and dry with all that stuff on them, they're so much heavier and even more unwieldy. So you got to get the nets clean. Tedious process after fishing and working all night long. And then Peter notices this crowd coming at him, following this guy named Jesus. Now, we don't know for sure if Peter knew who Jesus was, but word had gotten around there in Capernaum. Remember last week was a story about how Jesus had gone back to Nazareth, and they were waiting for him to do miracles there like he had been doing in Capernaum. So the word was getting out about this Jesus. Chances are Peter kind of knew this, who this guy was. Don't know how much he knew. But there he is cleaning his nets. Apparently, pretty much done. And Jesus walks up, gets in his boat, and asks him to put out a little bit. We can only imagine what's going through Peter's mind. It's like, are you kidding me? On the other hand, he's done with his work. Maybe he might hear something that will help him, that will give him hope, that will strengthen his faith, given that he just had a night of not catching any fish. So he puts out. And then it says, Jesus taught the crowds. So Jesus sitting there talking, Peter sitting here in the boat, probably with his brother Andrew, listening to Jesus, literally sitting a few feet away. Now Jesus, when Jesus speaks, they were recognizing it was the word of God. The words that Jesus speaks moved hearts. The words that Jesus spoke pierced through people's ordinary lives. And they recognized that something was happening. There was power, there was authority. This was a divine word for them. And Peter was there to hear it, soaking up the teaching. It says when Jesus finished, then he asked Peter, put out in the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. It's one thing to say yes to kind of providing a podium for Jesus, sitting there and doing what you normally do, just, you know, a little bit of work, getting him off the shore. And it's something else to sit there and listen and take it to heart and take it and to let it sink in. But now Jesus was really pushing the envelope. Peter, worn and tired, very sure that wherever the fish were, they weren't out there. Was he going to say yes, risk getting the nets all wet so you got to bring them back in, clean them again, and not get any fish? It's easy. There are so many reasons why he could have just said, I appreciate your interest in my occupation, Jesus, but not today. There are so many reasons to say no to going deep, to stepping out. There's so many reasons just to give in to our tiredness, to our comfort, to our weariness, to the busyness, whatever, and just say, I'll take a pass this time. This last week, I got an email. I hate it when I start leaking. I know. Just a short, brief email letting us know that a friend of one of our youth committed suicide. A close friend, a best friend. It's hard to imagine what that family's going through, what her friends are going through. It's hard to imagine the depth of pain, of loneliness, of despair that would cause somebody to take their own life. Say, life isn't worth living. There's a lot of deep, deep hurt out there. Deep loneliness. Deep despair. People reaching and grabbing for something that will give them hope, that will ease the pain, that will give them meaning, give them a reason for going on, given that the circumstances seem so overwhelming. There's a lot of deep, deep hurt out there. Who is going to let these people know? Let them experience the deep, deep love of God. The deep, deep grace, the deep, deep forgiveness, the deep, deep life. We call it abundant life that God desires for each of us. Who is going to go deep so that those that are in deep despair, those that need that word of good news, need that experience, not just words about, but that experience that somebody cares, that God cares, that the world cares, that they live. Jesus said to Peter, go deep. And Peter, as tired as he was, as frustrated as he was, as resigned as he was, went deep. Because he went deep, he got in touch with the abundance of God. He got touched. It says there were so many fish in his nets, it almost broke the nets. And then when they finally got the fish out of the nets and the boats, it almost sunk the boats. When Jesus says, go deep, and we go deep, we encounter God's abundance. Granted, it's not always fish. It may be fish. But of course, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor for the abundant world and abundant love and grace that God invites us to be a part of. There's all kinds of reasons not to go deep, to stay in the shallows, just to keep on doing what we're doing. But when Jesus says go deep, it is an invitation to abundant life. It is an invitation to be part of this wonderful, miraculous kingdom of God that is at work in the world, waiting for more people to move out. And I know some of you are people who go deep. And when you've had that experience, when you go deep with somebody who is going through mourning, deep with someone who is going through despair, deep with somebody hurting, you know it makes a difference. Even when you don't know what the words to say, your being there makes a difference. Going deep provides life, it provides meaning, it opens the door to abundant life. And it can be scary too. If I know someone is contemplating suicide, I know I need to get them help beyond what I can give them. I don't have the particular training to help them. Just like there are things that are out of my depth. Financial stuff starts getting out of my depth pretty quick. All kinds of health stuff. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how to cure everybody. I don't know how to fix everybody. But just in today's story, when the nets were breaking, when it was overwhelming for him, he called for help. And he had partners and friends that came to the rescue. So also, when we risk going deep, we're not going alone. We are a band of partners, a cohort of the faithful, a cohort of the willing, a cohort of the people who have said, yes, we're willing to go deep. And with that kind of power, amazing things happen. This Peter, who was a simple fisherman, knew he was a sinful man. There, one day, sitting in a boat with clean nets and no fish, in a couple of years, is preaching and converting thousands of people, catching humans by the boatload. Entered his life as the Bishop of Rome. Surely he'd heard of Rome, but that was worlds away from sitting there beside the lake. Now, how do we know when, where, if we're the ones to go deep? That is a great question. With all the deep despair, deep anguish, deep hurts, deep problems out there, it can be overwhelming. How do we know to go individually? How do we know to go as a congregation? Where are we being called? And the answer is in the question, by listening to the one who calls. Peter was in the boat with Jesus. He recognized that God's emissary, God's son, the Messiah, the one sent to bring light into the world, was there in his boat. And to his credit, When Jesus said, do this, he went. And it wasn't the last time he went. He kept going over and over and over. The key for us is to develop the ability to listen clearly for Jesus' call. It comes in all kinds of ways. It begins with Holy Scripture. It begins by paying attention to the deepness around us, where God is at work and where God wants to be at work. And when we answer that call, and we take that step of faith, or in Peter's case, that row, that stroke of faith, then we create the possibility for the miraculous abundance of God to appear. Thank God that Peter said yes. Said yes then, but also Andrew and Peter and James and John, they said yes, and because they said yes and started going deep, even after Jesus died and was resurrected and left this earth in physical form, they continued to say yes. And throughout the centuries, people, followers of Jesus, have said, yes, we will go deep. And we are beneficiaries of that. Either you or your parents, somebody has experienced that power, that grace, that love of God. When Jesus asks us to go deep, when we are scared to leave the shadows, and Jesus says, but I need you in the deep, what will our answer be? Jesus' words are, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people. Amen.